all our leaders, all our pastors, all our bishops, all our leaders, may the favor be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, Almighty Father, for One Love Radio, and we pray for our able engineer who's here all the time with us. May your blessing be with him in Jesus' name. Thank you now, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, may God bless you.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. YWCA Zambia saddened and outraged by recent incidences of violence. ZCCB denounces fraudulent video currently circulating on social media. In international news, Mayor of Cape Town, South Africa's top tourist city, says he wants to build a relationship of trust. And in sports, now aspire to host Women in Leadership Conference. And now the news in detail. The Young Women Christian Association Zambia is saddened and outraged by recent incidences of violence in all its forms across the country. YWCA President Major Patricia Mpanza says the acts not only harm women and children but also undermine their constitutional rights and rights that guarantees the right to life for all citizens, women, men and children alike. Major Mpanza has highlighted the need for stronger protection and accountability, adding that the accountability is not only for NGOs, but it is for everybody in the country, individuals, organizations and the government. She says the recent brutal killing of Ms. Helen Kamutumbe in Kalumbila district is a heinous act that YWCA condemns in the strongest term, arguing that what is particularly disturbing is that community members that should have been there to help her instead turned into instant injustice mobs, and this resulted in the loss of her life. She says YWCA also mourns and stands in solidarity with the family of the two innocent children who lost their lives after their father's second wife threw them into a stream.
Equally disturbing is the brutal killing of Clara Sakala by her boyfriend in Kitwe. This is not only a heinous act of gender-based violence, but a direct assault on the dignity and safety of women in our communities. We demand that justice be swift and uncompromising, regardless of the status and standing of this individual in society. This perpetrator must face the full wrath of the law. The tragedy that happened in Kitwe, which resulted in the killing of Clara Sakala, must be a wake-up call to all of us. Everyone must rise up to challenge these violences that are happening in our communities. We need to strengthen safe spaces for people. We should feel safe in our communities and even in our homes and even in our relationships.
Patriotic Front youths on the Copper Belt have urged President Hakainde Hichilema to prepare to hand over power peacefully, as it is clear that he is losing this year's general elections. Tonse Alliance Copper Belt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary Humphrey Kabwe has challenged the president to emulate the former president Edgar Changwa Lungu, who peacefully handed over power to Mr. Hichilema, who he says has terribly failed to govern the country. Mr. Kabwe says it is clear that the Zambian people are ready to vote against President Hichilema because he has failed to reduce the cost of living and improve their lives as per his campaign promises.
Under your leadership, the opposition have been denied a chance to hold rallies, but your party is holding rallies without even notifying the police. You were voted to improve the lives of people by providing affordable food, providing jobs and business opportunities, and protect the weaker in society. But surprisingly, you have done the opposite. Hence the need for you to be voted out and hand over power peacefully and assume the role of a former president whom we currently do not have. It is so embarrassing to see your government wasting taxpayers' money on arresting political opponents and critical voices instead of investing those resources into the mining sector, agriculture, education, manufacturing, and improve people's lives. Lastly, we call upon our citizens to get united and join hands with the Tonse Alliance under the leadership of Bland Mundubile. Let's get united and vote out President Akka in the Ichilema leadership.
Some parents in Kasama District have expressed gratitude to the government for the implementation of the school feeding program as it has brought significant impact on pupils' attendance. One of the parents, Boaz Mutale, has told One Love Radio News in Kasama that the program has encouraged pupils to attend school regularly, especially vulnerable children who struggle to pack lunch. Mr. Mutale says the initiative is a game changer for many families as it is ensuring children receive at least one nutritious meal daily.
So now it's a proper and
The UPND Alliance Council of Presidents has held a high-level meeting with His Excellency Harende Hichilema at Community House in Lusaka to deliberate on key national priorities, development progress, and the strengthening of unity within the alliance and the country. The meeting focused on Zambia's ongoing and planned development agenda with particular emphasis on the commissioning and implementation of major infrastructure and industrial projects aimed at transforming the economy and improving livelihoods. During the meeting, the Council inducted new members into the UPND Alliance Council of Presidents, reaffirming its commitment to upholding the principles of integrity, collaboration and service to the Zambian people. The Alliance has collectively resolved to place national interests above partisan and personal considerations in all engagement, underscoring its dedication to support government efforts in driving development and national cohesion.
The Council acknowledged and welcomed progress on several flagship projects, including the revitalization of the Mlungushi textiles in Kabwe, a key industrial project expected to boost local manufacturing, create jobs, and reduce import dependency. Construction and commissioning of bridges, schools, airports, and water ports across the country to enhance connectivity and service delivery. Expansion of the mining sector, including the planned phosphate mine in Sinda District, Eastern Province, projected to create over 10,000 jobs. Increased investment in Joe Survey to unlock Zambia's mineral potential and promote sustainable resource utilization. Advancement of local manufacturing, including the production of vaccines and life-saving medicines as part of efforts to transition Zambia from a retail base to a manufacturing-driven economy.
Church News. The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, has denounced a fraudulent video currently circulating on social media, alleging the launch of a national Easter support program in partnership with the government of Zambia and the Catholic Church. ZCCB Secretary General Father Francis Mukosa says the video unlawfully used the image of Archbishop Ignatius Chama alongside a manipulated clip of a ZMBC presenter and is AI generated to spread false and misleading information. Father Mukosa says claims that the Catholic Church and the government are offering an Easter blessing of 2,500 kwacha to citizens through a digital application are completely untrue and misleading. He has further urged the public to disregard the AI-generated content and avoid downloading any related applications and refrain from sharing the video further. We take a break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and